SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is being criticized for his response to pro-Palestinian protests on university campuses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that report.
The president this week said that he condemns anti-Semitic protests, but he went on to say, "I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians." Conservatives were quick to suggest that Mr. Biden's answer was similar to Donald Trump's 2017 comment that there were very fine people on both sides of the violent protests in Charlottesville. The president has repeatedly said his disgust over Trump's response was a key reason for launching his 2020 presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNews.com, a Wall Street Journal reporter will remain in a Russian jail on espionage charges at least until June.
Evan Gershkovic, a 32-year-old reporter who was detained on espionage charges in March 2023, had his appeal rejected to seek an end to his pretrial detention. Last month, his arrest was extended until June 30th, and an appeal heard by a Moscow appellate court this week was rejected. Russian authorities have not revealed what evidence they have to support espionage charges against Gershkovic. He and the Wall Street Journal have denied the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Officials in Baltimore plan to open a deeper channel for commercial ships to access the city's ports starting on Thursday. It marks a significant step toward reopening the major maritime shipping hub that has remained closed to most traffic since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last month. On Wall Street, the Dow had 266 points and the Nasdaq adding 256 points. This is SRN News. The center of global Christianity has shifted.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in that state's constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they're done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Despite a small dip in U.S. vehicle sales, General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other high-profit vehicles.
The Detroit automaker said while its average sales price per vehicle was down slightly from last year at just under $50,000, pickup sales remain strong. GM says it's not seeing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have experienced. GM said it made $2.97 billion from January through March, with revenue increasing 7.6% over the same period a year ago to just over $43 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House, U.S. companies would no longer be able to bar employees from taking jobs with competitors under a rule approved by the federal agency. The Federal Trade Commission voted to ban measures known as non-compete agreements. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.